Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rabbi Greenberg.
So we are holding here. You talking Kuf Tasam Beis?
Yes.
Okay. So yesterday he said he learned the Gemara of Kashim Gevim Yisrael, and then the Gemara says, Ari Shultzin, the Avdi Shlevdites, and then we have for all the Metake Atzmain Varalacha. Okay? Kuf Tasam Beis.
How many lines down?
How many lines down? I don't know, maybe around 10. The Gemara is calling these people Roya Yeroya Ki Ariv Rav.
Right.
So, right. So the Gemara says, as a Gerim, and he's these type of Ariv, and it's Keatz Mez Varalacha. So what is it, Keatz in Varalacha here? The Tanya. The first word on the line is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, okay? By 10, 15 lines down. It's enough here. Microphone. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says like this, Kol Omer Ein Lo Torah. Any guy that says he doesn't, not Isaac B'Torah. So the Gemara says, Ein Lo Torah Peshita. Means if the guy's not learning Torah, L'Chaira, that's Pashit that this guy's not a good guy. So what's the Chiddush? You gotta tell me something new. So the Gemara says, doesn't learn, he's not gonna kabbal schar limud. So the Gemara asks the same thing. You're not getting me any further than what I didn't know before. If a guy's not learning, he's right there. He's not gonna get any schar for learning. Why would he get schar? He's not learning, he's out.
Okay, what's the misfortune comes for someone who attached himself to a matter of Torah law? What is that?
Right, so we're trying to find out what exactly this means. What does the guy do that he's going to be considered this bad guy, or what you say misfortune is going to happen?
You know what? I think.
Right? So, the Gemara says, first Gemara says the guy doesn't learn, the Gemara says if I do, doesn't make shot, doesn't make any sense. So it says, that he only, if he doesn't, we're going to have the same thing. He doesn't have, if he's not learning, he's not going to get any scar. The Gemara says, So Elo Torah means the way Rashi learns is that he's Mekayim it. He learns it, but he's not, does like Mekayim it Torah, whatever that means. Rashi says
he says all he's doing is learning,
he's not getting anything else besides that.
He only gets reward
right.
Torah.
Right. Okay.
That's also Peshitta.
Right, that's also because if you're not doing, you're not going to get, right?
The answer is though.
Torah ain't like, even that learning that he's learning, it's right, they're not going to help you. My time on my papa, my crow, ulumatem vasisem.
Why do you think that? He doesn't get rewarded for learning?
Right, he's learning without doing. He has to do
mitzvah. That's the second show. What's the third show?
He doesn't even get that schar for learning.
Before he gets loose Torah.
You think if a guy learns without doing any mitzvahs, at least he... No, he's... You think if a guy... I'm learning. Why should I'm opening my Gemara. I should get some sort of schar.
You don't?
Because if he's learning, this is the purpose of learning.
You have to learn... We're going to see in the Gemara in a second. Right.
Please. What? No, you're not even here.
Okay. So Gemara says, my time is up. Even the learning that he's doing, but he's learning on Manas to just to learn without doing any mitzvahs, he doesn't even get that. My time up. What's talk of the reason? Amar Papa Makra, Ulumatem Vasisem, Kol Sheyeshnoi Basiyam, Yeshnoi Milmida. Anyone that has doing from if he does mitzvahs, then he's going to get the scar of learning Torah as well.
Learning
What are you learning? He has to do, learn, yeah, to do. To,
learning.
Right.
Right. So why learn things that are totally not nogea?
He's not learning things totally not nogea.
I'm asking why, then what's the point? If the whole point you have to learn, if you're learning, I thought learning lishma is the highest, like, he's saying if you, once you learn it, there's no not nogea anymore. It's crazy. What's the point of learning that, then, you say? If the whole point is learning, if you learn to lamite to do, then what's the point of learning things that
so who's learning things that aren't nogea? Where are you learning
things that...
Right, Baba Kama's nigeh. You may not have a psak. Let's see Baba Kama. There's all sorts of laws about ethic.
Okay,
why is that not...
Are there other things that are not... That are just completely...
See, even kachin that's not nigeh, but it's going to be nigeh one day, and you have to know it.
I'll come across something that doesn't nigeh at all. Fine, okay.
Somebody told me a story. Pedagorsky said a story that there's a guy in Detroit Yeshiva who would drive there every Shabbos, lock himself in the farm and learn away for 3-4 hours.
He
would drive on Shabbos there, and he was sitting. He couldn't stop learning, because of whatever it was, he learned.
Yeah, hey, that's.
And Rashid said, "Sleep, let him leave them alone."
Okay. Fine.
You're not going to find anything that's not going to be at least in the future. Go back to
Jeffrey
when you come back to
me
in about 100 years.
Fine. So Zotumar Vaitis. Gemara says, if you don't learn, if you don't do, you're not gonna be by same Loilam, can I resume car tackle like you said in the beginning, Kalaimra Ain Layala Tyram Aimayal Tyra. The guy says he doesn't he's not learning Tyra, so Gemara said that was Pashit. Gemara says Loy Tsricham. Secondly, means he's a nice Talmudic lecturer. He's not into keeping and doing this stuff, but he gives good shiurim, and other people go, and he gives good halacha shiurim, and other people go and listen to him. Oh, and they're Mekayim, Mechel Shabbos, Kiddush, well, whatever it is. But he himself, I'm just a lecturer. You can just right, but he doesn't care, but everyone else goes and does the mitzvah because of hearing from him. So you would have thought the Gemara was going to say that he might say we get schar for that. The answer is no. You yourself have to do things also. They do it. Now the tema isle agula day. He has some sort of schar.
Well, he has no schar for that. He has a schar for his learning, perhaps. I said other people.
Yeah, but since he's not doing the mitzvah, so maybe he's not getting any schar yet.
Other people are doing mitzvahs.
Trying to
say, if you don't keep the mitzvahs, you're a piece of junk.
Fine, but you should get
schar
for that.
You're not. That's Hokum is the Kiddush. That's why you're here this morning,
to
learn this Kiddush.
It's Chayte Maske Zerabim. You know, you say Chayte Maske Zerabim.
Right. Yeah. What?
On horseback.
So Tyson asked that over there. Tyson says in the side, "Vay kasha the re ha acher der meil am lefan afil like gatz tarvus ra." So
who's going from acher?
Tyson handles that over here on the side.
Who's
the
Tana?
More the Mayor. Okay.
And Liz had a question.
Does he have 1 second? Makes a chilek between. See, he has another question that Kol Mzaka Sarabim in Chibala Yaday. The Gemara in Newman says anyone that's Mzaka that helps out the Rabbim or the teaching the Rabbim is not going to be no avers in the country. Because why? We don't have a situation where the guys Talmidim are ahead of him. He's Talmidim are going to be an Eden, he's going to be an Eden. So the Gemara said, make sure that this Rebbe is also gets some sort of schar. So how is this reconciled here with this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say the guy's teaching. And he doesn't not mekayim anything. It's not good. Is that what you were? I didn't pick up that said you were asking. But if you were asking that, I'm sorry. Please ask this question.
Right. You should get that.
So that's Tate's question. He says over here that it's depending where if the guy the rabbi if he was good in the chachila. Then that Gemara applies. Maybe if he wasn't good, like Achille was bad, and he started learning, then maybe it would be a little different. Ayn and Tysus on the side.
The
check it out.
Achille was talking to Meir, telling him, was he Zacchaeus Rabbi? In other words, what was his purpose? Do we know?
Whose
purpose?
Who? I don't understand your question.
that he was teaching Torah.
Right, right, and he wasn't good, right.
He was doing the same Shemayim.
He must have been to the same something. There it brings down, he wasn't good over there because he had at least Goyish music or whatever it was, or Goyish books. Okay, so fine. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, fine. Vivay say, Kamash, so I read the Gemara again. Mount Tame, even though he himself is not doing it, he's going to get Tsar. Kamash Malon, you don't get Tsar. Okay? Vivay say, Mount, Katsun Dvar Locha, Bedaina. We're talking about a dying. What's the scenario over here? Does the Dina all the Kamish?
What? What's the Lushan?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Somebody attaches himself. What is that? You're
touching
up,
meet
someone
who... Hey, Atzai Dvar
How do they attach himself? He detaches himself, or he attaches himself?
No, he was asking before. You're asking anymore before, right?
Before? Yeah, just in general. Like, he's turning it...
It's a bad lesson, right?
He attaches himself, meaning...
It means he's learning the Torah, but he's not... That's the extent of his attachment, only to learning. Right? What story in Tells?
I can't tell you who it is, but...
Well,
Stern, he wrote, he was so into learning... On Shabbos, you wrote down his notes.
Here.
Before?
I never heard that before.
You never heard that before? Well, you look at the guy that did it.
I see. That's for sure.
Okay, right.
Okay, right to Gang. So the word last answer is over here for a case of a dying. So the Asadin al-Kameh, the Gomar al-Acha, there's a judgment come to him. And he knows Allah, Madami Milsa Milsa. Let's say it's not a clear cut case, but he's able to take from his halacha and use some sort of lumdis and say, okay, the halacha is like this in this case, scenario A, scenario B is similar, so I'll be Madama one to another and say, just like scenario A is mutter, so scenario B would also be mutter. Even though Allah doesn't say exactly that case. He has halacha, he has the law, and he's interpreting the law with his lumdis. So what's the problem? So why is that a bad thing? So we'll see in a second. So, the Gamar Alacha, Madame Milsam, and we said he compares it. Basically, Rabbi of Elzamashal. He has a Rebbe, but Lamais, he doesn't ask his Rebbe. He says, you know, I know Alacha, I could go and Paskin without asking my Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Elzamashal, Amra Shmuel Barnach, Mayna Amrinison, Oilam Yiridai, and Ansmak Yudhar Munach Leben Yakhoisov. He has to look like there's a sword sitting right by his feet. So he has a sukkah mitachtav.
Thigh.
Okay. The gehenim sukkah mitachtav, and the gehenim is open underneath him. Shneimar hine mitasei shel shloimoi. Shishin gibor misavim lo min gibor Yisrael. The pasuk says kum chuz lecher melum lechal ma'ishpat mipachah balilis. Mipachah shel gehenim shedoimem lim laila. And one second. That's referring to Gibayim is Dayanim. Okay. Yeah.
The thing is, he's lazy. I mean,
the word is lazy, or the word is he may pass him wrong, and he has to go ask him.
No, meaning...
I'm trying to say
what I'm trying to say is that... Right? It's one call, one text, one email, all it takes, and he doesn't do it. You know what? Let's make sure. This is halakha.
Right. But you have to know, when does it stop? This is what's bothering me. Like, if a guy is learning for X amount of years, when do you have to say, okay, is there a time where I can start passing by myself? I always have to go...
You wear down your Rebbe if you don't wear him down.
I guess the bigger shilas or smaller ones...
You go through a process. There's a process for it.
Are you saying once the guy's a Rav himself, he doesn't have to keep on doing that? Okay. Yeah. Fine. Let's see Rashi's over here before we start the next Gemara. Ein le Torah, ein le Isaac b'Torah. He's not Isaac b'Torah. Ein le Torah, ein mekabas charlim. He doesn't get the schar for learning. El Torah, ein mekayim. He learns it, but he's not kayim Torah. Afilu Torah, afilu charlim ein le. Vibay saving the mekara, ein le el Torah. Gamrin hainam shilat zrichav. He has people learning. It's the isle agra dasiya. He would have some sort of schar. Gamra lacham, yidei lacham, elash ein doymel Ludin Abalafanim. He knows a lot, but it's not exactly similar. And then Kolkach. Mudami Muslim Muslim Mashrabi. He's Mudami thing to thing, but he doesn't ask his Rebbe. He's taking, he's holding on to Allah. He's Soymich on it. Whatever Allah he learned, and he doesn't go and ask anybody. Giborim is Dayanim. Shalashlaim Shashalm Shaloi. Mitasa Beis Amigdash. Shalom
is
God's is. Right.
And the Rebbe would have said, you know what, it's very nice you said that, but I want to show you there's a chilek between the two. That's all.
So what do you, I'm not sure what are you
trying
to say?
What I'm trying to say is that the chisar, you asked a question, and you said,
call me you.
When do you stop this? Then you have to bother the Rebbe, right?
Right.
Everything you can say, well, there's a difference, this is an iota of a difference.
It's OCD. It's called OCD.
No, it's not.
Sometimes, I understand what you're saying. Sometimes, you know, everything.
Exactly.
I used to listen to the phone calls that certain rabbanim get here in the coil, and it's like,
really?
Sometimes out of control. And people call for every little thing.
True
it's like.
True pathology. It's true pathology.
You want to
confidence or OCD or something, but what?
The person who's asking. Really doesn't answer, you mean?
They're just scared. They're just scared that they can't. Yeah.
Look up OCD.
Yeah.
I don't have a smartphone like you do.
Okay. Fine. Weiter in the Gemara. So we had a case in the mission over here that there were two sisters that were married to two brothers. Okay? So now, this is. Well, one of them was a. I'm sorry. One of the sisters was married. What was the Kedushi Ketana? One was the Gedoyla, right? So the Gedoyla the Gedoyla's husband dies, right? Now, they have a Ketana sitting here who's a potential Achois Kukasit, right? It's Achois Ish, right? It's the wife's sister. But right now, she's not really a wife. Well, she's quasi-wife because she's... It's a Ketana.
Drabana.
What?
Drabana.
Right. So we had a couple sheaves in the Mishnah. So... One Reuben's married to Leah,
right.
And Shimon's married to Rachel. Rachel's the Ketana.
Okay.
Now Reuben dies, so Leah now, if they wouldn't be sisters, would go to Yibum to Shimon. Agree so far?
Shimon is married
to her sister, which is going to be a problem. But that's Shimon's not a cousin. Shimon's wife's the Ketana.
Right.
So. Question now is here, what do you do? You have a couple different options. Potentially you could say, well, it's Kedushi Ketana, get her out of here and don't go to Yibum, which is the Raisa. All right. So the Mishnah said over here, Rav Lazar Milanus Ketana Shitamayim, but you get a lot of Ketana to get packing. Do, she should tell her husband to get packing.
Tell her
Dumiyan. Means, what does Dumiyan mean? Dumiyan means she's leaving. She's gone. She's Mevatel the Kedushi.
No.
What me and there's three different sheets. There's different sheets.
Yeah,
I'm speaking out the sheets. Yeah. So Gamil says to me and Amina, you do me it very nice. If not, then she waits till the turn of Gadol. Then this Leah would leave because of Achleis Isha. Okay. Well, we'll see. That's going to be the discussion in our Gemara. So Rugumil, so basically, Rugumil said that if she does Mian, good. If not, wait till she turns a Gedoyla. And then this Yuvama would be out Alta Chaisisha.
And we're not concerned of Bittul
Mitzvah. Oh, because they're married. They're going to be married. Yeah. Okay.
physically married, you know, for those 5 years or something, that's the about the Hebrew.
You know, if he's married to his sister and they have kids, there's no mvatel. I mean, if she's a gedayla, I should have said, if our case, Rachel is a gedayla, is there bittel, mitzvah yibam? No mitzvah. There's no yibam because it's not. They don't have it. There is no yibam there.
You're not
doing the right thing. Let's see the Gemara over here. So, Blazer asked him about the following shayla. My time, what's the reason for meal? Meal says you could, if you do mean good, if not, wait till it turns godly, and then also things are going to be good. So, the Gemara asks like this. Is it Mishom the Kesavar Kiddusha Kitana Midotali? They're sitting there in the air waiting. Chigadla Gadla Bada. Now, when they turn a Gadol, it like grows with the person. And the Melav Afgad Leibal, even though they don't have to do any Bia, when she turns a Kedaila, the Kiddusha is sitting there waiting to be Chal on something. And now the Kiddusha is going to be Chal. Okay? So that is Shailam, that's side number one. Side number one is the Kedusha is waiting here for a second that she turns to Gedaila. Once she turns to Gedaila, Kedusha is Chal without any Bia.
This is the brother's wife, is a Tana, right?
The brother, the non-dead brother, called Shimon. Yeah, she's Shimon married to Ketana.
So when is the little Baal?
They didn't live with her afterwards because they never, the Kedusha is Chal when it's Bia. She's a Gedaila.
She hasn't lived with her.
Right. Ebster's 12.
During that time, he can live with her
before 12. Right. But when she's in Migdal, then it's going to be Chal the Kedusha. Yes.
What? I'm just saying, he needs to Kashmash with her as a Gdola.
In order for Kedusha, it's still going to be Chal. Right. Right now, it doesn't make a difference right now.
Even if he didn't.
Even if he didn't, it's Chal automatically. Good.
Because she lost, she out of me, and now it's Dorai. Is it
Dorai?
So yes.
It's right. We're saying it's Kedushin. It's going to be real Kedushin.
I thought when you're married to Tana, Rice, when she's a Dola, you have to.
Well, here we're saying the Kedushin. That's if they were. That's the Kedushin over here. Right, exactly. That Haguf. Yeah. Right, that's the Haguf. Right. Yeah, that's this is Tana number one. I do am Shimon Ksavar, I'm Kadishachait Yavama. Someone who's Mekadesh, the sister of Yavama, Nifter Yavama V'Hochala. The rule is over here, is when he's Mekadesh, her sister, let's say a regular case, where there is a Zika, there's one brother that died, and there's this lady sitting here, this lady has a sister, and he goes as Mekadesh. The potential Yavam is Mekadosh's sister, right?
Gedola.
Two normal Gedolim, right?
Oh, both are Gedolim?
Yeah, both. In a case of two Gedolim,
during
right?
The Zika period.
Right, when the husband already died. So now you have this lady sitting here ready to do Yavam. Now he goes, this Yavam goes and Mekadosh the sister.
Even
though he's married, they're alive. You shouldn't do that. Right?
Or staying over here, it's going to...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're sisters of the
book
Gedolim, right?
They're both. I don't want to say everything again.
They're both sisters, right?
Right, they're both sisters.
So she can't. Where did she fall? She's an Arab. What do you say?
No. He's not married to her. He's not married to this lady. If you're married, then the case closed. I can do. But this lady's sitting here, and she says, you know, I'm going to go marry the lady's sister. Right? You're not. No? Make sense?
You started the case with Gadla and the Kati, right?
Right. But now we're coming to be Medama to another. We're coming to be Medama to another We have another. We have a shiloh. What's the reason over here? Why does the Gamil hold the sheep? Okay. We want to know what is the Gamil's lumnus. Either we're going to say once she turns a Gedola, she automatically turns Kedushin, or no, turning Gedola doesn't help. You have to have Bia here. So now that's making the Kedushin Chal again here. It's like a new Kedushin. Ah, like everyone's saying, there's a Chizku Kossi over here, what's going on? It says, how can you get married to her? That's the Kedushin Gemara over here, that if the Kedushin is going to be Chal.
Even though
you're allowed to marry this sister. Sister over here. We'll see Rashi speaks this out over here. Yeah, but it's coming out from a side. The main point is not, okay, you're going to hold marriage to Chizku Kossi. It's the reason, his lumness over here is, that he could stay married to her, this Kitana, because it's no worse than this case of going and marrying a person from the get-go.
She gets released automatically like that? With that condition?
Who is she? The Yavama?
The Yavama.
Yeah. She'll be gone. Right. She's not going to need...
She's Mutla Shoko.
Right.
While she's a Kitana or when she becomes a Gedola?
Probably when she turns to Gedola. Oh, what's it? Well, you mean the other lady turns out, then this one's going to be out, yeah.
I don't know what you just answered.
I answered that you have to wait till this, the one who's a Kitana now turns a Gedola.
Rely on the future.
Because the change in her is that she becomes married to Raisa also, according to this.
She's yes, this Kala Rachel, she's going to be married to Raisa now. Yeah.
Without her being boiled her.
Yeah. Okay, Zok the Gemara Vayter.
He can't do.
Of course, you're out. He can't do that. He has to with her permission.
And it's Grushot, though. It says everybody can't.
Right.
It's Grushot.
He could divorce her. He could.
And then you can marry the...
Yeah, I don't think you know. He can't
because it's Achos Kushet. Right.
The whole idea of me and retro move.
Okay. So the Gemara says over here. So back to the Gemara here. Oy Dilma, meaning Yemishin Ksavim, Kasha Chayis Yavama. Someone's Mekadish, his sister Yavama, Nifter Yavama, Hachla. She's gone. So now, Ibali, only way this condition is going to be chal over here is if there's a bia. So that was the shot. Does they actually have to finish the condition? They have to actually do bia here? Or we're saying, no, the condition is good enough. Once she turns to Gzaila, that's going to be good enough here.
Why is it just say that one line? Either she just turns 12, or Dilma, she has to live with her.
Yeah, because you have to get rid of you have to protect yourself from the question of how can you give a Mekadosh her now? You have a Zika here from this other side over here. Yeah, that issue is lingering in the backdrop. So that's why the Gemara has to answer. Because if you just answer, how can you do B with her? There's already some sort of Zika there. That's why you have to speak out this additional.
What did the Zika? How did the Zika come?
I died.
Yes. What did the Kaddish for?
The Kaddish Kitana.
No.
Okay, Zati Gemara here. Lots of place. So that was it. That was that. Rav Lazar asked from Rav this thing. So the Gemara says, "Amrlei had time to go meal. I'm shooting sabra. I'm a kaddish chayis yivama. Nifti yivama hachala." That's not going to look as if she mikadosh the sister Yavama, the other lady is the cuckoo and she's gone. And the halacha is you have to do bia like the second something. What's the saying that talking the kedushin mikatana doesn't just pop in and develop around just in the thin ear? No, there has to be bia over here. And now the bia is going to take care of the tzad of the bump off this lady that was waiting here for.
You don't need to do
anything
with the sister. She's just done.
Yeah, she's gone. See you later. You don't need anything. Nothing. You don't need anything. Okay. So that's what Rav answered over here. So Rosh Hashanah says, "I'm Rosh Hashanah, meaning Kinaim Meshachin Rav." I'm Rosh Hashanah. So when Rav was like sleeping, he said, "As a Gemara."
He was sleeping.
Yeah, means it's not right. The Tanya, have Mekadosh to the Ketana. Someone who's Mekadosh to Ketana, you share Tluyin. The Kedushin is
spent.
Fine. My Tluyin, Lav Ki Gadla Gadla B'Hadav After Leibol. The Gemara says the Mekadosh is a Ketana. The Kedushin not Tluyin. What is the Gemara? The Medag was Tluyin. It means it's waiting there, and as soon as it has a Makom to Michal, it's going to be Chal L'Chayram.
No, maybe it means a suspension until you live with
it for the dollar. Why do you have to? Well, very good. You're very smart. That's the Gemara said.
If you read ahead, then it's pretty easy how to do it.
Yeah.
What kind of katana is this? Is where she's on her own? No father in here? That's what this means?
Mm,
it must mean that.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Those that are curious.
Fine. So the Gemara wants to say over here that right now we're saying even if it's Leibol. A minute ago, Rav said that an Orthodox Jew has to be Bol. So that's why he says, when Rav said this, that Sugya, that he was sleeping. So the Gemara says, Amri Rav, Brei the Nachman, Hamil Siktana, Mil Tal Vikaima. It's Taka E Bol, any Leibol, Loi. Taka has to be Bia. Why? The Amra, who Adiv Minoi, but not each party here says, I have a one up on you. Why? He's better for me because he could give this lady a get, bounce the lady out without her consent. He could give a get and just give it to her, and that's it. And she's better than him because I could always pack out by doing mian. The girl, or the lady, or whatever she is, could say that, you know, I'm not interested in mian and chayim l'shom. So each one has their own.
He
could give a get to her and send her. That's it.
But
goodbye.
She's a good girl. He can give a get.
But if he gives, what is that? Right. How is it?
We're saying this.
If he gives a get to her, then he can't marry her. He's not marrying her.
We're not talking about sisters. That's just the Makadosh Ketana. By Stam Kedusha Ketana, there's this mile over here. Okay.
Says their own up, high up you.
Yeah. Okay. So fine, so we had a Shiloh, does it have to have actually be here? The Gemara wants to say it does, and the Gemara had a Shiloh from the other Gemara. The Gemara says, but no, I can even say that even without Beer. Let's see Rashi's over here until before he scored on the Aleph. My tongue in the meal to Amar, Kshitakdazu, Tetse, what's the gear here? Say, Yuvimtai, Velikvam. The Yuvama goes out without it. This lady sitting here, this call, in our case, we're calling her Leah. She goes out, once Rachel turns to Gedolah, Leah goes out without any chalitza.
So what did Rav then say that was different than this? He said evolved.
Right, you have to have beer. Now the Gemara is saying over here that we doesn't have to have beer. Hamakashik tang visha tluyin, and tluyin without any beer.
Does that mean the same thing?
Well, the Gemara thought in the beginning doesn't mean the same thing. That you don't have to. And the Gemara says no. The Gemara reason that you do have to. You don't have to do bia. Rav said over the year. Amar Lay over the year. The Gemara says, Boy, me name was Rav. The Gemara says, Amar Lay, high in time, the meal. From Sarah, I'm catching Christ, you need to be a hakala. You balling lay, ball lay. That was Rav's answering that. You agree to me on that?
And we're talking about when she's
Tagdil,
right? When she gets
becomes
a Gedolah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it has to. Same thing we just said.
No, it's not. Well, let's see Rashi's and we'll get back to it in a second, okay? Godly Bahadam, Vav Godly Baal. Dinikachi, Zim Kedushin. Vahash, or Hashta. Mikomak, Mishigodla, Tafsa, Kedushi, Mekara. When she's a Gedolah, the Kedusha is a chal from the beginning. The Gloy Milsa Mafreya, and it's Mafreya showing the Zika Dahak Leiklomu, that the Zika of this one is nothing. Because now they're married. And once they're married, there's no Zika anymore. Oidoma, Kedusha Kamai Leiklomu, Taka is nothing. Umshim Kedusha the Be'ilam Shigadla, Napkakivam. Now, when there's a Be'ilam, when she's a Gedoyla, so that is going to bump the other lady off. What comes first over here? The Zika or the Via? And the Zika came first. Taki the X Sabra, the answer is I'm Kash Khis Yivama. Someone is Mikadish sister Yivama. Nifzi Yivama, the Yivama is Potter. The Asi Kiddushi, the Kiddushi comes. Or Mivat and the Zika.
There's a Machlokes
about
it.
You're taking one side of that Machlokes, right? Right. Yeah. The Amr Iyu, I'm sorry, Middle Tali. Koi Mikat Katanis. Safagivot is Bia. Mishi Takdov. Tishtai. Safagliyu. Let's talk about it. There's no Smichas Dasavir. The Amr Iyu, others mean, oh, if you see him, get Al Kar. He couldn't give me get the lady saying. If I don't even know, if he's much Ertov, eight save me and Al Kar. I could book it out by me and. Okay.
It's a suffix if you will be boiled her when she gets older. See if you stay suffix or suffix la evil with some kadash.
I think that comes wrong. So I'm not totally calling me kadash. Right. It's totally called me kadash. Suffix evil. I'm just saying tia ishtay suff. Right. It's the tia ishtay. Suffix la evil with some kadash thing. She doesn't have some. There's no smichas das over here. I don't know, you want to know why Rashi is saying this with Vardas Sam Kadas? I don't know. It means she never. There's no.
She's not confident in this. It's
right.
Last.
Right.
She's
right.
Well, who's that?
This is the Katana over here. Okay. So Gemara is going to ask Viter on Rav. The Savar Rav, he bought in and lay bought loy. If he was boiled. Then it's going to work, but if not, it's not going to work. Aye, but Itmar, we have the following case over here. Kitano Shloimina. She has there's a Kitano that did not do Mian. Vigdila. And she grew older. Vim. Vim the Venices. And now she went and got married
to another man.
To somebody else. And then. She did, it seems to be she did mean afterwards here.
Or maybe that is?
Or, yeah.
Maybe that. But she did it after she became a Gadola.
Right. Vigdila, I'm saying. Ketana Shleimina, Vigdila. She got Gadol, the Amda, and she got married to someone else. So Rav Amarin.
Someone else?
Someone else. A second. First she was married to Reuven. Now she went and got married to another guy. Okay?
Why did you say there's Mia?
Well, we'll see in a second. Rav Amrin is to get machine. Rav says you don't need a get from the second guy because the Kedushin, we'll see in a second, Kedushin passed this schal right when she's Gedalia. There's nothing. This second guy that came along is he's dumb. He can't marry a married lady already, right? So nothing to do about it. Right? Shmu Amar, Sri to get machine. And you need a get from. The second guy, they went and chopped her. Okay?
Give me your brother.
What do you mean, give me their
brother? What kind of get the rights?
It's to get me the rights, yeah.
Really?
No.
She married this other guy before B with the first?
Right. Yeah. There's no right. No B, and now she's right. And now she married the second guy.
Yeah.
The question is, what, and now, right. Now, what do you do? Does she need to get from. Second guy, or maybe second guy's kedushin is not chal because if same way a guy can't go marry a lady that's married, he goes give us a kedushin. There's no kedushin, no get needed, so it'll be the same thing over here.
Or she's married to the second guy.
Or we say no that she's married to the second guy.
Also,
what's that sentence say?
Does she have to give a get to the second guy? Could be a question.
Rav says, "Ain't it three to get Mishani? You don't need it because right. Never think back. Shmuel is three to get Mishani. Right? You need
what that there's a chalos there, but you can't marry the second guy
because she's going to marry to the first. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
She wants to go back to the first husband.
It seems to be the first husband still has rights to her." Because now when
how could a woman be married to two people?
She's not going to marry two people. She's going to need a get from the second person.
She needs a get that she's married to
him.
I guess it's going to be in Rabbanan, yeah. It's Chayron, yeah. second.
Kohen question was the first husband's a Kohen.
No problem. I mean, he said, yeah. So, but anyways, the Gemara is trying to prove a point over here. My lav leibol. The case over here is that this first one never had bia.
With the first husband.
Right. And then Rav says that, well, you don't need to get, because the Kedushin...
contradiction, Rav, you're saying.
Right. Rav, before we said Rav says it has to have a bia over here, and here we're saying over here that you don't need to get, even without any bia. Now, without any bia, there shouldn't be any chur, then why is the second guy potentially have something going on here? Because
right.
So where it says, my lab, lay ball. Lloyd the ball. Case is no, he's not going with the ball already. This wife. Right, tomorrow, if that's true, my time is Shmuel. Sorry, they shouldn't need any guy. It's like you're saying, married a lady that's already married. Sabra called boil, das kedushin rishayinu boil. Anyone who's boil is a das kedushin rishayinu boil. And therefore, what? One second. So, hang on a second. Well, my time is Shmuel. It's like, why do you need to get? So, where's this? Sarah, call by all that's Kushin Rishon Mubayo. And therefore.
First husband never intended to betroth his wife after she
reached he wasn't the same
condition.
He was
shame.
The same condition.
No, he's not. One second. One second, I gotta get back in here. Shmuel learns to get Mishani. He might have my lovely ball. He says, "Eat the ball, my time." At the Shmuel, so Carl, but that's Kedushin Rishayin. What you say? And since and
he thought he's living her like she's still a katana. I think.
That's what I think. Pshat is also that the Shem Kedushin is coming, and since it's for a katana, the Kedushin is not going to be a good. Not going to be a. Yeah, but it's okay. In essence, that's really what they're saying here. That if Das is an original, and the original wasn't good, you would need a get from the second one. Fine. Frak the Gemara. But Pligi Bechad is Zimna. We already have Machlekes one time. Why? The Idmar Kitchal tonight. He casualating. On a Tanai and says that whatever the Tanai is, let's say, should they have any Darim, Rashi says, or Mumin, or whatever it is, whatever Tanai they made up in the beginning. Kedushin. He makes the Kedushin and Zisut. He makes it, he says, I'm a Kadishu, Hariyam, a Kadishu, Li, I'm a Nas, that you don't have any Darim. And then, fine, that's a good Kedushin. Now what happened was, when it came to the Nisu in here, he didn't say anything, he didn't speak anything out. So what's the din?
Oh, if it doesn't work anymore,
no, he could make it. He makes it tonight by the Kedushin, and then by the Nisuin, he's quiet, doesn't say anything. So the question over here is going to be.
Why?
I don't know how you're saying.
We had a hell of a Kedushin and Nisuin.
Yeah.
The Kedushin, you can make it tonight. By the Suin, you can't. Is tonight going to work?
If you would make it tonight by the Suin, you would continue on. Yeah, we'll see in a second.
You cannot.
You could. We'll give them our chance here. Why can't you make it tonight? I don't.
No,
maybe I'm forgetting a Gemara.
We had that before. You make it tonight after the Suin?
After they're already married, maybe not. But before they're married?
Before you married, what? Before?
Yeah,
the Suin?
Let's see the one here. So now Kitchal Tanai comes to stop. Rav and Sushman, and now we find out that she has an arm. Okay? So now what's the din? Do we consider these people married? Is Lady Niget? Is she considered Grusha? All these dinim. So the Gemara says, Rav Omar Sriche Menu Get. Rav holds you need to get. Shmuel Omar ain't Sriche Menu Get. Shmuel, no, there's no get needed because the Maisi made a Kedushin on Tanai, and the Tanai is going to uproot the Kedushin. Or there's not there was never a Kedushin, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Rav Amar Asir Yomani get, Kivin the Nasvam, Achui Achli Tanai. Once he's married, he's all the Tanai that they made up before, they're Michael each other. Shmuel Amar Ein Tzirchem Menin Get. You don't.
By not mentioning it, he says finally.
Yeah, he's.
He didn't mention it. I'm up. Forget it.
By merely showing that he's continuing this marriage.
He shows he doesn't. Right.
Waving
like
those.
He mentioned it. We don't care what he mentioned. Right now, he's going to be. He's letting it go. Okay? Okay, we don't pick sides over here. Shmuel says, I'm going to treat him in a get. Call by. That's the Kedushin or Shayna Mubayl. Lamaisi has in mind for the original Kedushin, and the original Kedushin I had it tonight. So, case closed.
What about the Kwal of
Adam Maisib Velasi Blues? Adam Maisib
Velasi Blues.
Right.
Holding this?
The mice, if he has it tonight, so then he'll what's his name? If he has it tonight, he wants it tonight to go ahead of this loveness.
And we'll
what do you mean?
He's saying that Gdola her now as a Gdola because
the Kedushin from before. When you're talking about the case of Aldas Kedushin Rishayin Oysam?
Isn't that
another?
Why don't we
employ
When it says a kolbol adas kiddushin harishonim olboel,
right?
Does that mean that his kiddushin doesn't really count until she's a gdola when he's boil her?
But it's more than that. She is a gdola now. But the question is, what type? What das does he have?
That she will really become his wife once she's a gdola. I'm asking.
What do you mean? I don't know how you're saying.
That's how I understood it.
That what?
That. When he boils her for the first time after she's a dola,
so it's not
that's when the kedushin kick in. Because that's how I understood Rashi. It's kind of the
yeah, but it's more than that. It's not. It's more.
That's what Rashi says in the fourth line.
Yeah.
Did I misunderstand Rashi?
No. Okay, one second. Let's see Rashi. Okay, one second.
He's not
my lab loybal. Rishon Mishigal. The Kamarav ain't Sphiri Gat Mishani. The Chalu Kedushin Mishayim Mishigal. That was simple. We were saying that the Kedushin are Chal. Now we had a problem from Rav. We were not a problem. We were saying that even without Bia, right? The words are the same. The words are no Kshibal. And then the figure ain't Sphiri Gat Mishani. You don't need to get Mishani. The Bila Shabal Rishon Mishigal. This. Bill, the guy did. Stam l'shem kedushin is chabon. He's stam l'shem kedushin. The day yahayosh ain kedushin katana klum. He knows that the kedushin katana are not nothing. Right.
Yeah, but this is a gadolah. Does that make sense?
So you're saying that the chorv here that should be gadol. So it should be case. It shouldn't be anything to talk about over here. That then, I hear. Not sure.
It's a little difficult.
Right. Okay, I'm not sure. I'll have to check it afterwards. Let's just finish these rashes over here. Al Tanai, Shein Lan Nadar, my woman, he's Mikash Al Tanai. The concept stam, Akra Nimsu Lan Nadarim. Yeah, and then they found the Dharma on it. So you need to get. The Bia Lashin Kedushin Abi. The Idea of Shein Kedushin Rashin Kulmi. No, the Kedushin are nothing. Okay. So then the worst is we'll stop over here. Yeah? Okay, fine. Thank you.
Press star 9.
Star 9?